Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace, love, and mercy. We thank you for all that you have done in our lives. Thank you for greater things you will still do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for breakthroughs your mighty hand has done in our situations. Thank you for fighting for us. Thank you for your strength working in us to do righteousness in your sight. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for enforcing your will to happen in our lives. Thank you for your blessings you have showered upon us in each day of our lives. We are grateful because you have not allowed us to beg for bread. You have not allowed us to be stranded of good things. You have always been meeting us at the point of our needs. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You have not allowed the enemy to rejoice over us. You have not allowed your name to be mocked in our lives. Thank you for being so caring and faithful. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for a great and glorious future you have set ahead of us. Thank you, Lord, because by your mighty hand, you will take us into that future. We thank you for helping us to overcome temptations. Thank you because the traps the enemy has set to make us fall into sins, you have destroyed those traps and you have subdued Satan under our feet. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you because the enemy came like a flood during the night hours and midnight hours, and you stood to protect us. You stood to defend us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for our loved ones and siblings and family members and relatives that you have kept in perfect peace and good health. Thank you, Lord, because we are not mourning for anyone. You have kept everyone in our household in perfect peace. Thank you, Jesus. We also thank you for this ministry. We thank you for what you are doing among us. It is so wonderful. We thank you for how you show us the right path to follow. We thank you for how you reveal your truth to us and how you enable us to obey your word. Thank you, Lord. We also thank you for how you set the captives free, how you heal the sick among us. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for breakthroughs and victories and answers to prayers we have received from you. Yes, you have done us well. You have given us life-changing encounters. And we cannot deny that you have changed our lives right here in this ministry. Thank you, Father. We ask, O Lord, that as we have gathered together in your presence, even in this hour, visit us again, Lord Jesus. manifest your presence and power and dominion and authority right here as we pray and worship. We want to see your glory. We want to receive help from you. We want to receive your touch. We want to see our lives transformed. Thank you, Lord, because we know you shall do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence, and I believe that the Lord whom you have come to seek shall help you. Yeah, I believe it is not me that you have come to seek. It is the Lord, and the Lord whom we have come to seek shall visit you according to your faith in Jesus' name. Yeah, so we're going to start with worship songs, and thereafter we would be praying with prayer points. We are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Lord. We are grateful, oh Lord. Hallelujah for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We are grateful, Father. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your mercy. We are grateful, oh Lord, for your goodness, for all you have done for us. Hallelujah, we are grateful, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Hallelujah. Give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Praise God, hallelujah. Praise God, amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord, who is worthy
holy hands in one accord, singing blessed be the name, hallelujah, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord, praise Jesus. Hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reign it. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, for the Lord God, omnipotent reigneth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, praise the Lord. From east to west, there is no other God, no one like Jesus. From north to south, I said there is no other God. There is no other God from east to west. There is no other God, no one like Jesus. From north to south, I said there is no other God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the sing Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. God will lift you up, God will lift up your name. We'll lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Oh, God, we lift up your name. God, we lift up your name. We lift you up with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. We give you glory. glory, Lord, as we worship you. So give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we adore you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we worship you. We give you all the glory. We give you glory, Lord, as we honor you. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. You are wonderful. You are worthy, oh Lord. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. King of the universe, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Adonai El Shaddai. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you.
We praise your name.
We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none beside him.
There is none beside thee. Neither is there any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. There is none. There is none holy as the Lord.
There is none beside him.
There is none.
Neither his.
There are any rock like our God. There is none holy as the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh,
Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. Hallelujah, Hosanna. I want us to begin to worship Him, begin to praise Him, begin to adore Him, begin to exalt His name, glorify Him, magnify Him, praise Him, for He's good, He's loving, He's kind, He's gracious, He is wonderful, He is mighty, He is powerful, He is caring, He is the Most High God, He is merciful. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Begin to worship Him. Jesus, we praise You. Rock of ages, we worship You. Lord of hosts, we worship You. Mighty God, mighty Savior, mighty Deliverer, mighty Healer, Waymaker, Mountain Mover. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Lord Jesus. You rule forever. You reign forever. You are higher than all. You are stronger than all. You are greater than all. You are mightier than all. Wiser than all. We worship You, El Shaddai. No one can love as You do. No one can save as You do. No one can heal as You do. No one can deliver as You do. No one can show mercy and kindness as You do. We worship You, King of Israel. You are the most gracious, most righteous, most holy. We worship You, Father. You reign forever. You rule forever. You control times and seasons. You control the whole universe. You control governments of nations. You control the affairs of men. We worship You, Lord Jesus. You speak and it comes to pass. You decree and they happen. According to Your word, they happen. We worship You, Lord Jesus. Be glorified forever. Be glorified forever. And we are so grateful, Lord, for You have done us well. You have helped us. You have saved us. You have provided for us. You have defended us. You have fought our battles. You have healed us. You have transformed us. You have revived us. Thank You, Lord Jesus, for everything You have done. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. You have liberated us with Your truths. You have made us free. You have made us free through the light of Your word, through the light of Your truth. And we are not deceived. And we are not confused, and we are not misled, and we are not enslaved anymore, for Your truth has delivered us. We are so grateful to You, Lord Jesus. We worship You, Father. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. We're going to take this Thanksgiving prayer. You're going to say, Father, thank You for Your power You have revealed in my life. Thank you for your power you have manifested in my life. Thank you for I have witnessed your power. Thank you for your power has saved me. Thank you for your power has healed me. Thank you for your power has rescued me. Thank you for your power has given me victories. Begin to thank the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Thank you, Jesus, for your power that is working in me. Thank you for your power that is working in my spirit. Thank you for your power that is working in my soul, working in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. 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 For I have experienced your power. I have experienced your power. I have seen the wonders of your power. For your power has given me freedom. Your power has given me dominion over sin. Your power has given me dominion over Satan. Your power has given me dominion over sickness and diseases. Your power has given me dominion over the flesh. Your power has given me dominion over worldly things, over worldliness, over fleshly lust, over worldly lust. Your power has given me dominion over witchcraft. Your power has given me dominion over all the works of the devil. Thank you for your power that is working in my life. Thank you, Jesus, for revealing your power in my life, for manifesting your power in my life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Because by your power, I am able to make right choices. By your power, I am able to think positive things. By your power, I am able to speak positive things. By your power, I am able to do righteousness. Thank you for your power in me. Thank you, Lord, for your power working in my body. Thank you, Lord, for your power working in my soul. Thank you, Lord, for your power working in my spirit. Thank you, Jesus, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your power. Thank you, Lord, for your power. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, let your operations that would give me complete freedom, complete deliverance begin in my life. Let your operations that will lead to my complete deliverance, complete healing, complete transformation, let that operation begin now. Let your operations begin. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, your operations that would give unto me complete breakthroughs, complete victory, complete deliverance, complete healing, let that operation begin now. Let the operation begin now. Let the operations begin now. The operations your angels are meant to do for my complete deliverance, Lord, let them begin now. The operations your mighty hand are to do for my release from bondages and captivities, let them begin now. In the name of Jesus. Let them begin now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, perform your operations in my life that will give me complete breakthrough. Perform your operations in my life that will give me complete deliverance. Perform your operations in my life that would give me complete victory. Oh Lord, let such operations begin. Say, Lord, let such operations begin. Let such operations begin. Angelic operations that will lead to my complete deliverance. Father, let them begin now. Let them begin now. Let them begin now. Let them begin now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Angelic operations that would lead to my complete breakthrough, complete victories. Lord, let them begin in my life now. Let them begin in my situation now. Let them begin in my career now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in my body system, let them begin. Divine operations that will lead to my freedom, healing, deliverance, breakthroughs. Let them begin now in my body. Let them begin in my soul. Let them begin in my spirit. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, when God is operating, usually God don't stop his operations until he has accomplished his will. Yeah. When God is working in the life of a man, he does not stop his operations until he has accomplished his will, his desires. Yeah, but it is possible for you to stop him. Maybe you went ahead and dip your hands into unclean things, into sinful things, or you begin to become lazy with spiritual things. When God is using those spiritual things to do operations in your life, and you begin to become lazy, yeah, and then that will stop God's operations. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to continue every to continue doing everything that facilitates the operations of God in my life. Everything that is giving way, that is allowing the operations of God in my life, begin to say, I receive strength to continue doing them. Say, I receive strength to continue doing them. In the name of Jesus, everything I am doing that is facilitating God's operations in my life, that is allowing, that is opening the door for God's operations in my life. Say, I receive strength to continue. I receive strength to continue. In the name of Jesus, every spiritual exercise that is giving God the ground to walk in my life, every spiritual exercise that is giving God the ground to operate in my life and to help my life, I receive strength to continue doing those exercises. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I receive strength to continue doing every good work that is approving God's operations in my life. Every good work that is inviting God's operations in my life, I receive strength to continue doing them. Every spirit of sluggishness, every spirit of laziness, Every spirit of discouragement that wants to terminate God's operations in my life, I bind you in the name of Jesus. Say, every spirit of sluggishness, every spirit of timidity, every spirit of laziness that have been assigned to stop God's operations in my life, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Begin to say, I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Say, I receive strength to continue to do every good work that is allowing God's operations in my life, that is making God to enter into my life and perform his works. I receive strength to continue doing those things in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You need to shut your ears and mind against every contrary ideas, contrary voices, every negative counseling or advice, that are meant to disconnect you from God's operations. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I shut the door of my mind. I shut the door of my ears against every contrary voice and ideas that are meant to disconnect me from God's operations. Begin to say, I shut the door of my heart. I shut the door of my mind. I shut the door of my ears against every voice of deception that are meant to disconnect me from experiencing God's interventions, from experiencing God's visitations, from experiencing God's operations. Begin to say, I shut my ears against them. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Mashallah. Every voice of deception coming from the internet, coming from the television, coming from human beings, friends around me, every voice of lies, voice of negative ideas, negative advice, negative counsel coming from anywhere around me, I shut my heart against them all. In the name of Jesus, I shut my mind against them all. In the name of Jesus, I shut my spirit, my heart against them all. In the name of Jesus, every voice of deception that is coming from my environment to disconnect me from experiencing God's operations, from experiencing God's power, God's interventions, I shut them down in the name of Jesus. And I shut my heart from listening to them. I shut down my ears from hearing them. Thank you, Lord. I shut down my mind from receiving them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the presence and power of God descend upon my life to destroy every operation of darkness going on in my life, going on in my environment against me. So let the presence and power of God descend upon my life to terminate and destroy demonic operations going on against me. Begin to pray like that. Heshu Jesus Sia Negalala. Dishu Shidagalak Tesuzia. Let the presence and power of God fall. Let the presence and power of God fall. Let the presence and power of God fall upon my life, upon my home, upon my marriage, upon my career, upon my environment, and let it destroy every oppression of darkness going on against me, every oppression of darkness going on against my life and destiny. Let the power and presence of God fall down and consume them all, as it is written that for our God is a consuming fire. For our God is a consuming fire. Let the presence and power of God descend on my life and destroy every dark oppression going on against me, going on against my destiny, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Yeah, maybe you have realized lately or recently, yeah, that different situations begin to happen, and in those situations, it's like everyone is against you. It's like they say you are at fault. I don't know the word I can use. Like they are putting blame on you. Yeah, every situation that is happening is like everyone is against you, and it's like everyone is putting blame on you, even though you have done nothing wrong. Yeah, that is demonic operations, because I can see that some of you are experiencing that. Yeah, you realize that situations everywhere around you, maybe even in your place of work, maybe where you are doing business, you just realize that situations keep happening, and they keep probing you, or they keep blackmailing you, and they keep saying you are the one at fault, and you know everyone is turning against you, and everything is turning against you. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God descend upon every operation of darkness that is going on to turn people against me, to turn things against me, to turn situations against me. Let the judgment of God fall upon them now. Let the judgment of God destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the judgment of God fall upon every dark oppression going on in my life, and they are turning people against me, turning things against me, turning situations against me. Let the judgment of God fall right now and destroy them all. In the name of Jesus, Jekiashidala, Masi Sara Shenadela, Dishusiago Shidabala. In the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God come down and waste them all. Let the judgment of God come down and destroy them all. Every witchcraft operation, every demonic operation, every marine spirit operation, every serpentine spirit operation that is turning people against me, turning situations against me, turning everything against me, let the judgment of God fall upon them now. Thank you, Lord. And let them be utterly destroyed. Let them be utterly wasted. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the Lord is also showing me that there is this person, or maybe I should put it this way, there's a place where God has commanded honor for you. There's a place God has commanded promotion, elevation, blessing for you. So blessing is to come from that place to you. Honor is to come from that place to you. But there is this person that is in that place that is telling them not to help you. I don't know if you understand. So there's this person there that is saying, that is kind of spoiling your name. Yeah, that is what I saw. Spoiling your name, telling them you don't deserve such thing, or telling them that, you know, you don't have integrity and you cannot be trusted. Things like that. Yeah, things like that. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your judgment fall upon every person that is spoiling my name, defaming me. Yeah, sometimes they call it defamation of character. Yeah, you're going to say, Father, let your judgment come upon every person spoiling my identity, spoiling my name. In those places you have commanded help to come to me. In those places you have commanded honor to come to me. Lord, let your judgment fall upon such persons in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Jehasha Denegalala Mahasujian de Kulijana. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, let your judgment fall upon every individual, every personality that is spoiling my name, spoiling my identity, spoiling my integrity, in places where you have commanded honor to come into my life, in places where you have commanded help and blessings to come into my life. Oh Lord, let your judgment locate such person. Let your judgment stop that person. Let your judgment disgrace that person. Let your judgment put that person to shame. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, fight for me. Oh Lord, defend me in those places. And let your judgment fall upon such people that are defaming my character, defaming my image, in places where help are meant to come from into my life. Oh Lord, let your judgment find those people and let them be judged. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, fans. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, some time ago, I did a teaching, which some of you might have come across the teaching. I said the move of God is inside people. That when God moves, people move. So, which means that God is inside of people, moving them to do whatever he wants. Yeah, that was a summary of what that teaching is all about. But if you have not read that teaching, you can look for it on the platform that I teach. Yeah, I said the move of God is inside people. Yeah, there are some people that God wants to move them because of your life. Yeah, so once God moves, they will move. Yeah, and they will do exactly what God wants them to do for your life. And some of them, by the time they are done, you might not even see them again. You might not even hear from them again. But because they have to do a certain assignment for God in your life, then they must move. So you're going to pray. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, arise and begin to move every person that has a mission to fulfill in my life. Lord, arise from inside those people and begin to move them to fulfill those missions. Begin to move them to carry out those assignments. Open your mouth and pray like that. Nahashigadalea, Mashusa Dishtadea, Lediero de Kiakash Dibala, thank you, Lord, Mashusajuni Gadishinala, Hesuja Toba de Kekedegala. Begin to say, oh God, arise from the midst of people, from inside people, those you have ordained to carry out a task in my life, those you have ordained to fulfill a mission in my life. Oh Lord, arise from their inside, from inside of them, and make them to do that mission. Make them to do that help in the name of Jesus. Whoever they are, wherever they are in the world, whichever continent they are, oh Lord, begin to arise from inside those people you have ordained to carry out your mission in my life, to carry out your assignment in my life, those you have ordained to help me till I fulfill destiny, those you have ordained to support me till I fulfill my calling and destiny in the earth. Oh Lord, arise from inside of them and begin to move them to do everything they must do for me. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Oh Lord, arise from the inside of man. Oh Lord, move from the inside of man and make them carry out your missions. Make them carry out your assignments for my life. Make them carry out your purposes for my life. Make them carry out all that you have ordained them to do for my life. Oh Lord, arise from inside of them. Let them not stop until they have done the work you have sent them to do in my life. Let them not be able to stop themselves. Thank you, Lord. Let them not be able to stop themselves until they have carried out the work you have sent them to do in my life and calling and career and destiny. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, you need to understand that every human being that has a spirit can be moved by God. Yeah, because the life of a body, the life of a human body is the spirit inside that person. And if you read the book of Genesis, you will see, Genesis chapter 1, chapter 2, yeah, you will see that it is the breath of life, which is the spirit inside people. It is that breath that gave life. It is that breath that make man, that make man a living being, a living soul. So which means that God has something inside everyone he can use to move them to do whatever he wants. Yeah, because the breath inside people is from God and is a messenger of God. The breath inside people is a messenger of God. And God can use that, which is what we call human spirit. God can use that to move anyone anywhere in the world to do is bidding. So you're going to pray that prayer again. Yeah. You're going to say, Father, I weaponize
weaponize your breath that is inside people you created. Lord, weaponize it to move them to take actions that will favor me. Weaponize your spirit, or weaponize your breath, your spirit that is inside people, to move them to take actions, to make decisions that will work in my favor. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that in the name of Jesus. Or you can say, oh God, use your breath that is inside people. Use your breath that is inside men you have created, whether believers, whether unbelievers, whoever they are, as long as you created them. Oh Lord, begin to use your breath, your spirit that is inside everyone you created, to begin to take actions, to begin to make decisions that will lead to my favor, that will open doors for me, that will create opportunities for me. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, begin to use your breath. Begin to use your spirit that is inside every living soul, that is inside every human being in the world. Lord, begin to use it to move them to make decisions and to take actions that will cause favor in my life, that will bring me favor, that will open doors for me, that will bring me prosperity, that will bring me helps, that will bring me breakthroughs, that will bring me honor and elevation and promotion and excellence. Oh Lord, begin to move now inside people, because you are the breath inside people. Begin to move them now. Begin to move them now. Begin to move them now. Wherever they are, whether they are governors, whether they are kings, whether they are princes, whether they are presidents, whoever they are, wherever they are, as long as they are breathing, as long as they have spirit inside them, Lord, begin to move them now by your mighty hand. Use your breath in people. Use your spirit in people to move them to take actions and decisions that will bring my life favor, that will bring my life helps and riches and wealth and blessings and honor and progress in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I decree over your life that the support and sponsorship you have been waiting for a long time, I decree that support, that sponsorship is released now in Jesus' name. You're going to pray this, the next prayer point. You're going to say, Father, let your healing power work in my life. I realize that the Spirit of God has been moving me to pray, to lead you in healing prayers. Yeah, so which I believe that it is because he wants to heal some of you. Yeah, the Spirit of God has been bringing into my spirit that you pray for healing, that you should pray for healing whenever, you know, I think I've noticed that for some time now. So if you need healing, let your faith be strong. Because if the Spirit of God is bringing it like that to my spirit, it means he wants to heal you even instantly.
Yeah, it means he wants to heal you even instantly if you believe. Yeah, so you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let your healing power walk in me. Let your healing power walk in my spirit. Let your healing power walk in my soul. Let your healing power walk in my body. Let everything that is damaged, everything that is sick, be healed. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Because right there where you are, the power of God is there. Right there where you are, the power of God is there. In fact, inside your body, the power of God is there. Inside your soul, inside your spirit, the power of God is there. Only if you can release your faith, begin to say, Father, let your healing power walk in me. Let your healing power manifest in me. Let your healing power manifest in me to heal everything that is broken, to heal everything that is damaged, to heal everything that is sick. Let your healing power walk in me now. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. To heal infections, let your healing power walk in me to destroy infections, to destroy disease-causing organisms, to destroy every disease, virus or whatever they call it. Let your healing power manifest in me now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying that prayer with all your faith. Thank you, Father. Say, Father, let your healing power work in me to correct everything that is damaged, everything that is deformed. Let your healing power work in me to fix everything that is out of place. Let your healing power work in me, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mighty hand, connect me with platforms, with organizations, institutions, associations that would lift up my life to the height you want it. Yeah, I want you to pray this prayer seriously because it is what God wants to do for you. Yeah. Begin to say, Father, by your mighty hand, connect me with platforms, with organizations, institutions, companies that will lift up my life to the height you want it, to the level you want it. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Lord, connect me. Connect my ministry. Connect my career. Connect my gift, my skill, my talent with platforms, with associations, organizations, institutions, companies that would lift up my life to that place you want me to be. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, initiate the connection now.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Lord, initiate the connection now. Initiate the connection now. Jesho jena hasesi jalala. The triji kandidalaidara. Biharo sisu jalalana. Heki jitaru handujilia. Lord, initiate the connection now. Initiate the friendship. Initiate the relationship. Initiate the acceptance. Initiate the approval. Oh Lord, begin to connect me with platforms, with places, with families, with organizations, institutions, with companies that will lift up my life to where it is meant to be in honor and greatness, in the name of Jesus. I decree over your life that the connection you need now that will lift up your life to where the Lord wants it shall appear in your life in Jesus' name. That connection is happening right now in the name of Jesus. The organization, the company, the institution, they shall begin to contact you. They shall begin to look for you. In the name of Jesus, the Lord shall put your love in their hearts, and they shall not stop until they have helped you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. Amen. So you're still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my strength be renewed. Yeah, you can say, Father, or you say, Father, renew my strength for the assignment or for the success of the assignment you have given to me. Yeah, because I saw that some of you have been doing an assignment and then you stopped. I mean, you have been doing something for God and then you stopped. Yeah. Maybe it's evangelism. Maybe it is intercession. I don't know. Yeah, but an assignment you have been doing for God and then you stopped. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, renew my strength to renew. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, renew my strength for the success of the assignment you have given me to do for you. Make me strong to do them. Make me strong to do them. Make me strong to do them. As some of you have a writing gift. You can write things. God will put an inspiration on your mind. God will put a revelation on your mind so that you can write, so that when you write them out, some people somewhere that will read it will be blessed. Yeah, but you are not doing it. Yeah. Say, Father, renew my strength for the success of the assignments you have given to me. Renew my strength so that I can do the work correctly. I can do the work correctly. So that I can do the work faithfully. So that I can continue to do the work without stopping. So, Father, renew my strength. Strengthen me. Make me strong enough. Make me strong enough. Make me strong enough. Make me strong enough. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let my eyes be opened to see into every realm, every spiritual realm I am currently blind to. Yeah, you might be seeing things and then you think that is all to see. That is not all to see. There is a lot to see. So your eyes, your spiritual eyes can be open to certain realms and it can be blind to certain realms. It is open to a realm and then it is blind to another realm. Yeah, so you're going to say, Father, let my spiritual eyes be opened to every realm I am blind to, every realm I cannot see yet, every spiritual realm you want me to see that I can't see right now, that I can't see presently. Begin to say, oh Lord, open the eyes of my heart, open the eyes of my spirit to see into those realms. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let my eyes, O God, be opened. Let my eyes be opened. Let my eyes be opened. Thank you, Lord. Let my eyes be opened to see every spiritual realm I am currently blinded to. Every spiritual realm I am blind to. Let my eyes be hopeful to see them now. Every spiritual realm, or whatever realm, whether physical or invisible, whether visible or invisible, every realm that I am blind to, because some of these realms, they are not even invisible, they are visible. But you just can't see them, and they are visible. Yeah, begin to say, Lord, let my eyes open. Let my eyes be open, O God, to see into every realm I am currently blind to. Let my eyes be opened. Let my eyes be opened. Every realm you want me to have access to. Every realm you want me to have access to. Lord, open my eyes to see them. Open my eyes to see them. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, let my eyes be opened. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Some of you, the reason why you are not seeing into certain realms is because of fear. Yeah. Because if God suddenly opens your eyes to see those realms, you might just collapse. You might faint. I don't know if there is any other English to use to describe what will happen to you. You might just pass out. Not that you will die, but you will just, you know, pass out or go unconscious for some time before you come back to your senses. So meaning that fear has weakened the spiritual ability God wants to activate in you to see into certain realms. Fear is the reason you are not seeing. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, deliver me from the bondage of every fear that has restricted me from seeing into the realms you want me to see into. Say, Father, deliver me from every fear, every spirit of fear that has hindered me, that has restricted me from seeing into the realms you want me to see. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Je shihandi kigalabala. Because if some of you can see an angel right now, you might just go unconscious. Yeah, because of fear, not because the angel wants you to go unconscious, but it's because of fear. Yeah. Begin to say, oh Lord, deliver me from every spirit of fear. Thank you, Lord. That has restricted me from having access to the realms of glory you want me to have access to. Deliver me, oh God, now. Deliver me, Jesus. Deliver me, Jesus. I don't know if you are desperate about this prayer point. Say, Lord Jesus, deliver me. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me. Yeah, some of you, God can't show you the witchcraft secrets troubling your life because you are afraid of witchcraft. Yeah, because you are afraid of witches and wizards. That's why you cannot see into the secrets. You can't see into their secrets because of fear. Yeah. Say, Lord, deliver me from every fear that has limited me from seeing into the realms you want me to see. Deliver me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Spirit of the Living God, shut down every distraction in my life that is keeping me out of the flow of eternal life. Yeah, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, shut down every distraction in my life that is disconnecting me from the flow of eternal life. There is eternal life in you, is in your spirit. Yeah, there's eternal life inside you. And that is where the mysteries of immortality is. Yeah. If you can have access, if you can have enough access to that eternal life, you might end up like Elijah. You might end up like Enoch. Yeah, people who could not die before they
enter heaven. Yeah, they could not die. Not because they asked God that they don't want to die, but because they have become too much alive to die again. Yeah. Or maybe I'm speaking mysteries, but it is the truth. These people, they have become too much alive to die again. So that was how they crossed from death to eternal life. I mean, I don't know how to explain it. You know, usually people will have to die here on earth before their spirit or their souls can ascend to paradise. That is if they live the life that make them to be worthy of paradise. Yeah. But there are some people that have tasted so much of eternal life that they can't die again. Because even inside their body, they have crossed from death to life. Yeah. They have crossed from death to life. So they can't die again. It is a sin for them to die. In fact, it is impossible for them to die. Having tasted enough of eternal life, so they couldn't die again. So it is inside eternal life that we have the mysteries of immortality. Yeah, and if right here on earth you can have much of that life, you might end up not even dying a physical death. You might end up not dying again. Yeah, but I know some of you might not believe what I'm saying. Yeah, but I'm not trying to say you should live forever on earth. But my point is that there is a lot in that eternal life. Inside the eternal life holds a lot of mysteries of the kingdom of God. So which seeing divine revelations, having angelic encounters, they are all inside that eternal life that is in you. As you are listening to me, if you are a Christian, that life is in you. So you are going to pray. But I realize that a lot of Christians today have become too much distracted. Too much distracted with the cares of this world. Yeah, we have lost focus from the kingdom of God. We are now focusing on something else. So that is why we are not accessing this life. And that is why some people, they will have just one small anointing and they feel like, oh, I have everything. Now I can raise the dead. Now I can heal many sick people. They thought that is all that is in the kingdom of God. And whereas that is just a fragment that in the kingdom of God, casting out devils, healing sick people, raising the dead, they are just fragments. There is more inside eternal life, more that Christians have access to because of distractions. Yeah, because they gave heed to distractions. So you are going to pray for your soul. Yeah, you're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Father, or you're going to say, Holy Spirit. Yeah, because Holy Spirit is the one that is in charge of that life, because he is that life himself. Yeah, you're going to say, Holy Spirit, shut down every distraction in my life that is disconnecting me from the flow of eternal life that is inside me. Yeah, say, Holy Spirit, shut them down now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Pray sincerely from your heart. Internet is a strong distraction. the media, strong distraction. Marriage, strong distraction. Marital relationships, I want to get married, I want to make money, is a strong distraction. Yeah, friends, I want to keep friends, I want to talk and talk so people can talk for hours. That also is a strong distraction. So you know those distractions. Yeah. Begin to say, oh God, shut down every distraction in my life that is disconnecting me from the flow of the eternal life you have placed inside me. Jesus said, he said, this thing will happen to those that believe on me. Jesus said, out of their bellies shall flow out rivers of living water. That is eternal life. That is eternal life. It's more than speaking in tongues. Some people said it's all about speaking in tongues. No, speaking in tongues is just one of it. There is more to that river flowing from inside you. There is more to it. That is eternal life. Yeah, he said, out of their bellies shall flow rivers of living waters. Begin to say, oh God, shut down distractions in my life. I want to drink from the river of eternal life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I want that life to flow out of me. I want to live that life. Thank you, Father. Continue to talk to God. You can mention those distractions. Ask God to take them away from your life so you can focus on Him and on His kingdom. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. I connect with the presence of God that make impossible things possible. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect with the presence of God that make impossible things possible on earth for the glory of God. Say, I connect with that presence. I connect with that dimension of God's presence. With that kind of God's presence, I connect with it now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. As I'm praying right now, as I'm leading you in these prayers, I am connected to that presence. Yeah, and you also right there, you can be connected to that presence. Yeah, that is why impossible things happen in my life. And it happens when I pray. Impossible things happen. So you can be connected to that presence. Yeah, begin to say, in the name of Jesus, I connect my life to with the presence of God that make impossible things possible. That make unbelievable things possible. In the name of Jesus, the presence of God that makes unimaginable things possible. Begin to say, I connect with that presence of God. I connect my life with that presence of God. I connect my ministry with that presence of God. I connect my career, my calling, my marriage, my business, with that presence of God. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, begin to say, I connect my spirit, I connect my soul, I connect my body with the presence of God that makes impossible things happen in the head. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God fall upon every personality of darkness humiliating my life. Yeah. Begin to say, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God fall upon every personality of darkness, humiliating me, oppressing me. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Whether they are human beings or devils, let the judgment of God come upon them now. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the judgment of God come upon every personality of darkness, humiliating me, oppressing me now. In the name of Jesus, every personality of darkness causing me pain, causing sorrow, hardship in my life. Thank you, Lord. Let the judgment of God locate them now. Let the judgment of God locate them now. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Now. In the name of Jesus. Now. In the name of Jesus. For I am God's child. Whoever touches me touches God. As it is written, touch not my anointed one, and do my prophets no harm. Begin to say, let the judgment of God come upon every personality humiliating my life, oppressing my life, afflicting my life, troubling my life, enslaving my life, whoever they are, let the judgment of God locate them now. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have four more prayer points. Then we're going to round up the session. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, breathe upon me
breathe upon my life, breathe upon my career, breathe upon my calling, ministry, destiny, and let there be progress, and make me move forward. Breathe upon my life, make stagnation cease, make me move forward on every side. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, Father, breathe on me. Say, Father, breathe on me. Say, Father, breathe on me. Thank you, Lord. Bishihadi susia dukashadala. Gedenehatoshinanagala. Say, Father, breathe on me. Breathe on what I do for a living. And make progress happen. Thank you, Lord. Make me move forward. Make me move forward. Make me move forward. Thank you, Lord. Make me move forward to succeed. Make me move forward and succeed. Make me move forward and prosper. Make me move forward and excel. Make me move forward. Oh, Lord, breathe on me. Thank you, Lord. Make me move forward with speed. In the name of Jesus, breathe on me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, we have three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every weakness that is in me that manifests, how will I put it now? Let me describe what I'm I saw that there's a weakness in you, and that weakness only manifests when you are about to get a breakthrough, when you are about to get victory, when you are about to enter into glory, into greatness, or when you're about to receive blessings, that is when the weakness we manifest. Maybe it is that time that you will just suddenly lose interest in prayer. You will just suddenly lose interest in praising God and worshiping God. You will just suddenly lose interest in fasting. Whereas it is that day that your life was going to change, and that is the day you were weak to even pray, or that is when you begin to doubt God. That is when you begin to question God. That is when you begin to murmur at God, or that is when you begin to commit sin. Yeah. Because the devil already know that you are almost crossing into that new height or new level or new beginning.
Yeah. That is what I saw. Yeah, or that is when you start quarreling, you start fighting with some people, you start abusing and insulting people, or you start getting angry. Yeah, you start getting angry at that point when the blessing, when the blessing is almost reaching you, that is when you mess up. And then it gets aborted again. So you're going to pray. Yeah, you're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every weakness in me that manifests at the point of breakthroughs, that manifests at the point of victory to stop me, to cause me to misbehave, to cause me to sin against God. Begin to say, I command that weakness to die. Begin to say, I command that weakness to die. Right now, in the name of Jesus, pray that prayer with desperation. Pray with the whole of your heart. Jihade kiara la gala. Nishisa heshte denadala. Every weakness in me, manifesting at the point of my crossing into a new life, into a better life, at the point of me crossing into glory, into honor, into victory, into deliverance. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Die in the name of Jesus. Every weakness in me, every weakness in me that appears at the point when my life is about to change forever, every weakness in me that appears at the time when God is about to visit me, to stop me from receiving the blessings and God's visitations, die now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. I believe you're praying. Thank you, Lord. Let that weakness die. Let that weakness die. Let that weakness die. Let the root of that weakness die. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray. Yeah. I am seeing a newborn child. Yeah, that is what I'm saying right now. Like someone among you give birth to a newborn child. Yeah. And I know it means a lot to the person. Yeah, because you have not given birth before. This person I'm referring to has not given birth before. And then you give birth to a newborn child. Yeah. If you are in that category, I want you to raise up your right hand. I want to pray for you right now. Right there where you are, raise up your right hand. If in that category, you have not given birth before, yeah, and you are trusting God that one day you will give birth, yeah, raise up your right hand.
Ancient of Days. Thank you for this word you have released. Thank you for revealing what you want to do for this set of people right here, hearing my voice right now. I decree in the name of Jesus that blessing of a newborn child appear in your life right now. In the name of Jesus, the power and the might of God that will make this happen in your life, that will make this blessing and miracle happen in your life. Receive it now in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, because we know you have answered. In Jesus' name, it is done. Yeah, you're going to pray. As I said, we have two more prayer points. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Father, let success come out of places I am expecting success. Yeah. Maybe you have applied. Maybe you are looking for a job, then you apply to somewhere, waiting that they will grant you the job. Or maybe you wrote an exam and you're waiting for the result to come out. Yeah, or maybe you're expecting success from anything that has to do with maybe a company, an organization. You're expecting that success will come out of that place, maybe an approval. Yeah, something like that. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, let success come out of every place I am expecting success. Let success come from those places. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Every place, every organization, yeah, that need to grant my a request or grant an application, begin to say, let success come from those places to me in the name of Jesus. Let the approval happen in the name of Jesus. Every platform from where I am expecting success, let success come from there now to me in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Yeah, the last prayer point. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, the glory of the Lord shall arise from the midst of my life. The glory of the Lord shall rise from the midst of my destiny,
from the midst of my calling, and it shall fill the earth. It shall appear to everyone. The glory of the Lord shall manifest from within my life, and it shall spread across the world. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, let the glory of the Lord rise from within my life. Let the glory of the Lord rise from the midst of my life. And let it spread across the earth. Let it spread across the earth. Bishuhan de kasus halagalashda. Let it spread across the nations. Let the glory of the Lord rise from the midst of my calling and ministry. And let it spread across the universe, across the nations. In the name of Jesus, let the glory of the Lord arise from the midst of my marriage and career and gifts and skills, and let it spread across the world in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. And so shall it be in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. So we are going to stop here as I'll be praying for you. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. O God of Israel, we worship you. King of kings, Lord of lords, King of glory, we praise you. Miracle worker, we exalt you. Mountain mover, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for all that you have done during the course of this meeting. We thank you for blind eyes you have opened. We thank you for lives you have changed. We thank you for the sick you have healed. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Be glorified once again in Jesus' name. Oh Lord, I ask for everyone here hearing my voice, I ask that you start your operations in their lives. Powerful operations, mighty operations that are meant to change their lives forever. Oh Lord, I ask that you start now and that you don't stop until their lives turn around for good, until their lives are completely transformed into the persons you want them to be. Let it be so, O God, in Jesus' name. I pray for you that you will no longer be deceived by darkness. In the name of Jesus, every darkness whispering negative thoughts, whispering lies, deceit into your soul, I bind them now in the name of Jesus. Things that devil has been scaring you from doing, you know that the Lord wants you to do them, but devil has been stopping you,
hearing you from doing, I release you to do them now. In the name of Jesus, that bondage of fear that has caged your life for so long, that bondage is broken now. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Every spirit that's going to manifest today, yeah, or tomorrow, for those of you that are not yet in Thursday, every spirit that's going to manifest in your life after this prayer session to make sure that you lose all the blessings you have gotten in this prayer session, I bind them now. In the name of Jesus, every witchcraft agent that is after your life, I decree that the judgment of God catch up with them. And the next time they come near you, they shall be striken down by the fire of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, because we know you have answered. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Yeah.